This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a phrase you do not want to read in the list of ingredients on the outside of your cereal box in the morning. Unapproved genetically engineered wheat. Yet that's exactly what popped up in a field in Oregon the other day. Nothing has gotten into the food supply yet. That is an important point to make. But there are a whole bunch of questions being asked. Randy Cease is a wheat farmer in Colfax, Washington State. Mr. Cease, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
I imagine right up there on your list of questions is, what is this going to do to business? We sell most of our wheat overseas. Are people going to keep on buying? What's going on?
That's right. You know, we do. We export almost 90% of the wheat we grow in the Pacific Northwest. So our key customers of Japan and South Korea and Taiwan, you know, we're very concerned. And one of the first things we did when we found out about this situation is we got on the phone with them, and we're working with those customers to ensure them, you know, that we're trying to stay on top of this as much as we can and come up with all the answers to it that we can also.
What happens to you as a farmer when these customers overseas say, you know what, we don't want your wheat until you figure this out?
Well, that still remains to be seen, because I think I can give you a great example of that. Japan was in the market for some wheat from the Pacific Northwest, and they backed off on the soft white portion, but they went ahead and purchased hard red spring and hard red winter out of the Pacific Northwest. So them being, you know, our number one customer, mm-hmm. I think this speaks volumes that they've got some concerns, but they're still willing to make some purchases from us. Otherwise, I think we would have seen them not buy any wheat from us. So I think that's good news.
Can you help me understand why corn and soybeans are okay to be genetically modified in this country, but wheat's not?
Sure. I think a lot of it has to do with the wheat plant is a very complex plant genetically, and it's a lot more complex plant. And, of course, there's hardly any of it goes into the feed channels. It's almost all going into food channels. So that's part of the reason it's probably one of the last major crops that hasn't been modified.
Can you, as a farmer, look at a, I guess they're what, stalks of wheat? Can you look at this thing and tell that it's different, or is it, do you have to analyze it?
No, it has to be analyzed. And the fact that when the farmer discovered it, he turned it into Oregon State University for their initial tests. They were using tests that they also conduct on corn and soybeans. Well, those don't quite work the same as they do on wheat. So in conjunction with Monsanto, they were able to come up with the exact test to prove that this was a genetically engineered wheat plant.
You've got these Department of Agriculture folks out there poking around trying to see how much more, if any, has been converted, I guess you say. Any sense of a timeline as to when you might expect some resolution on this?
No, we don't. One of those unanswered questions, and we just really don't have a good answer on that.
All right, Mr. Cease, good luck to you. Randy Cease is a wheat farmer outside of Spokane, Washington. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.